foundation. Get ready. Stack like that.
Kind of interlocking each other?
Right.
Was that built straight or did it go in and out?
Well, it zigzagged, you know. You have it like that here and then the next one be the same way interlocked to this one, see? It's a zigzag thing.
But did they use nails or anything to... How did it stay up?
It stayed, you interlocked it that way, it stayed there.
Yes, sir. Like a cow couldn't lean up against it and knock it down or anything?
Not like.
Have you ever helped put one of those up?
No, I never have. Mm-hmm. I see them. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen any walls or fences around here made out of loose stone or rock?
I never have.
I
don't have any idea. Sure I have.
Do you have any idea what those things would be called?
No, I sure don't. Okay.
One other kind of fence, a lot of people have them around the gardens, around their front yard. Usually they're painted white and they kind of come to a point like that. Mm. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm.
The top of the fence kind of comes to a point.
Call that pan.
Yes, sir. Is that the same
thing? You can have it around gardens. You can have it around gardens.
Is that the same thing as a picket fence?
Well, it's called... Well, I guess you would call it a picket fence, but... Picket fences... Like the yellow wire... Painted fence is nailed up like you nail up a house. But you put some two-fold at the bottom and two-fold at the top and nail to it.
That's it. We've been talking, you mentioned a field several times. Is there anything that might be kind of like a field where you might grow peas or tobacco or something like that, but it's maybe a little bit smaller, not as big as a field?
Well, yeah. They have patches.
Yes, sir. So a patch would always be smaller than a field. What would you grow in a patch? Just about anything? Or?
Well, you grow most anything. You have a new patch of tobacco, a new patch of corn, or anything of that kind.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Say if you were putting up a barbed wire fence, you say you would dig holes for
the post?
Yes, sir. And then you'd have to string the wire across the post?
Right.
You ever put up a barbed wire fence?
Oh, yeah.
Is it very hard to do?
Not too hard. Go ahead,
right? Mm-hmm. Let me ask you about some different kinds of utensils. What would you call the stuff that a woman's best dishes were made out of?
Chines?
Yes, sir. Have you ever seen an egg made out of something like that?
Egg?
Yes, sir.
No, I don't think I have.
Like a farmer might use it to try to fool his hen into laying?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I seen them with chalk eggs, but people used to have them called nest eggs.
Nest eggs. Mm-hmm. They might have some kind of chalk.
Chalk, that's right.
Did they work?
Used to work pretty good. Mm-hmm. Now, these days, in time, when you don't lay, she don't lay anything.
Right. Okay. Say if you wanted to go get some water out of the well, what would you carry with you to put the water in?
Yeah, right.
Well, what about if you were going to milk a cow, what would you
use? Use a bucket for that.
Have you ever heard people in this part of the country call a bucket any other by any
other? Well, call it a milk pail, mm-hmm. water pail. Mm-hmm.
To you, is there any difference
between a bucket and a pail?
Just the same thing?
Same. Mm-hmm. Different name.
Mm-hmm.